It's up to us to end the self-fulfilling belief that women can't do this, women can't do that. Throwing up our hands and saying it can't be done ensures that it will never be done. I have written this book to encourage women to dream big, forge a path through the obstacles, and achieve their full potential. I am hoping that each woman will set her own goals and reach for them with gusto. And I am hoping that each man will do his part to support women in the workplace and in the home, also with gusto. As we start using the talents of the entire population, our institutions will be more productive, our homes will be happier, and the children growing up in those homes will no longer be held back by narrow stereotypes. I know that for many women, getting to the top of their organization is far from their primary focus. My intention is not to exclude them or ignore their valid concerns. I believe that if more women lean in, we can change the power structure of our world and expand opportunities for all. More female leadership will lead to fairer treatment for all women. Shared experience forms the basis of empathy, and in turn, can spark the institutional changes we need. Critics have scoffed at me for trusting that once women are in power, they will help one another, since that has not always been the case. I'm willing to take that bet.